Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something pretty big, OpenAI's upcoming GPT-5 model. And this isn't just, you know, the next small update. We're talking about an announcement that could seriously change how we all interact with AI. So our mission here today is to unpack OpenAI's plan. They're talking about a comprehensive AI system, one that aims to unify AI intelligence, basically get rid of all the fragmentation we see now. It really feels like a major shift in how AI is being designed. Okay, so let's unpack this. Before we dive straight into GPT-5, what's the actual challenge it's trying to solve? What's the issue right now?
Well, the big thing really is just how fragmented everything is. Right now, if you're a user, you often have to sort of jump between different specialized AI models. So like if you need really deep analytical thinking, complex reasoning, you'd probably turn to those O-series models. They have the powerful text one.
Right, the heavy lifters for logic.
Exactly. But then if you need it to understand images or process voice, you know, the multimodal stuff, you'd likely switch to a different model, maybe a GPT-4o type. And this constant switching, needing to know which tool is for which job, well, it just creates complexity. It's a barrier for individuals, sure, but also for big companies trying to use AI smoothly.
Got it. So a bit of a juggling act, and this is where GPT-5 comes in, presumably. How does it actually propose to, well, fix that juggling act?
Yeah, exactly. They're calling it an integrated intelligence architecture. Basically, GPT-5 is being built with this groundbreaking unified design from the ground up. It's not just sticking different bits together. The idea is that the core model understands and processes all types of information, text, images, audio together inherently.
Oh, okay. So it's not like separate tools in a box. It's more like one brain that gets everything.
That's a good way to put it. One integrated brain.
Yeah.
And this integration is really the key. It gets rid of that need for you, the user, to constantly figure out, okay, which AI do I need for this specific task?
Right. So it's not just piling on features. It's about how it thinks, processing everything at once. Is that the main idea?
That's the core concept, yeah.
And what does that mean in practice? Like, what improvements can we actually expect to see? What will it do better?
Well, they're promising pretty substantial improvements across the board, really, on all the things current models do, but better. Think advanced text understanding and generation, much more nuanced.
Yeah.
More sophisticated logical analysis, better problem solving. Really comprehensive understanding of visual content, higher quality audio processing, and even creation. Plus, things like professional level programming help and solving complex math problems. It's engineered to enhance pretty much everything, but all within that single unified system. And what's fascinating here, I think, is the impact this will have on just how people use AI day to day, this consolidated framework. It should dramatically simplify interacting with AI. It aims to remove those sort of technical hurdles where you currently need to understand, you know, different model specs or APIs.
Yeah, knowing which button to press, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like needing a whole toolbox of specialized things. GPT-5 aims to be that single smart assistant that just handles it all. Whether you're drafting a report, asking it to create an image, maybe even write some code, you wouldn't need to think about the model underneath. The goal really seems to be making this top-tier AI tech much more approachable for everyone, regardless of how tech-savvy they are.
That sounds huge for individual users, getting rid of that mental overhead. But I imagine the simplification has bigger ripple effects, too, for organizations, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. For businesses, the potential benefits are really significant. Think streamlined AI adoption, getting AI tools rolled out faster, reduced operational complexity, probably lower costs, too, because you're managing one integrated system instead of juggling several. Potentially much better productivity workflows across different teams, and more advanced automation possibilities that maybe were too fragmented or complex before.
That does sound incredibly appealing for businesses, but are there potential catches? Like, could integrating something so comprehensive be complex in itself, maybe around customization or data control?
That's a really fair question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, simplification is the goal. Integrating any powerful new tech always needs careful thought. Things like data sovereignty, security, those are always critical no matter the architecture.
Sure.
And even if the user interface is simpler, tailoring a system this broad to very specific company workflows will, you know, still need expertise. It's not magic. But for developers, it still looks like a major step up. It could simplify their choices about which tech to use, offer unified APIs, which means less time wrestling with technical integration.
Right.
And that potentially frees them up to build more sophisticated applications more easily because they're not stitching together quite so many different AI services.
Okay. This is clearly a very ambitious project. So the million-dollar question, when do we actually get our hands on it? When can we expect to see this?
Well, according to OpenAI's leadership, the plan is for a release sometime in the summer months of 2025.
Summer 2025. Okay.
Yeah. They haven't given exact dates, obviously, but that mid-2025 timeframe suggests it's pretty far along in development. And the release strategy, it'll likely follow the pattern we've seen before. Probably some exclusive testing first with key partners, then maybe priority access for premium subscribers.
Makes sense.
Then wider public availability, and eventually opening up the API for developers. That seems to be the usual playbook.
Okay. And thinking bigger picture, how does this kind of unified approach potentially shake up the whole AI industry? Is this more than just OpenAI trying to get ahead?
Oh, I think it has huge disruption potential, yeah. It's not just about market share.
Yeah.
If you look at current models, like GPT-4o, it's great at handling different types of content, right? Mm. Images, audio, text. But it doesn't quite have that deep analytical reasoning power of the O-series models. They're sort of specialized in different directions. GPT-5, with its unified structure, is aiming to deliver both top-tier reasoning and comprehensive multi-format processing and better contextual understanding all in one.
So it's like bringing the best of both worlds together.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe like how smartphones eventually integrated cameras and GPS. Those used to be separate devices. Now they're just features in a much more capable general tool. This integrated approach could really let OpenAI meet that growing market demand for AI that's truly versatile. It could set a new standard, honestly, and reshape what everyone expects from AI.
That smartphone analogy really clicks. Okay, so this raises some practical questions people will have, like, what about cost? Will it replace the models we use now? What about developers getting access?
Yeah, good questions. Let's tackle those. Pricing OpenAI hasn't said anything specific, but based on history, it'll probably launch via premium subscriptions first, maybe tiered access depending on how much you use it. Will it replace existing models entirely? Also unconfirmed. It might live alongside them, perhaps as the top tier option. They might keep offering others for different needs or price points.
And for developers, API access.
Again, not officially confirmed for GPT-5 specifically, but OpenAI has a strong track record here.
Yeah.
It's very likely it will be available through their developer platform. That's crucial for it to really take off.
Right. That makes or breaks adoption sometimes.
Definitely. And the impact on how AI gets developed. This unified architecture could really simplify things for developers, like we said. Less integration hassle could mean faster innovation. And which sectors benefit most? Well, probably industries that need that mix of AI skills, like medical tech, finance, education, creative fields, software engineering, anywhere you need complex reasoning and multi-format data handling. It really feels like a pivotal moment, you know? Moving away from this collection of specialized tools towards these truly comprehensive, unified intelligence systems. It's a direct answer to what the market seems to be asking for AI that can handle complex, multifaceted tasks without making the user jump through technical hoops.
So boiling it down, GPT-5 is about shifting from a sort of scattered toolkit of AI abilities to one single, powerful, unified intelligence that can manage it all.
That's the core idea, yes. And maybe, for you listening, here's something to think about. Consider how truly unified AI, one that's capable of really sophisticated reasoning and understands images, sound, text seamlessly, how that might change things. Not just how we use AI, but maybe even the kinds of problems we think AI could possibly solve in the first place.